This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Thanks for joining us today, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for taking the time out. Now, I'm going to hate myself for asking this question in this particular way, but tell me about Tellme TV.
Tellme TV is the world's first 100% fully described video on demand service. And our site, TellMeTV.com, features a all-you-can-eat subscription to movies and TV shows with audio description, also called Described Video. And we have content on there from classic movies and TV to some newer content from Entertainment One films. And we've got much more coming in the future.
Excellent. So straight away, people are going to say, so you're just like Netflix then. Is that a fair comparison?
We are very much like Netflix, an all-you-can-eat subscription service for video on demand. Unlike Netflix, all of our content that we have on the site is completely audio-described, start to finish. And there's no hunting around for, you know, does a track have audio description, does it not? And there's nothing to turn on. Everything will just play automatically with the audio description already turned on.
Yep. Well, we're always talking about how important audio description is and how frustrating it can be when it's not on mainstream services. Mm-hmm. But even when it is, sometimes it's frustrating just to find it. So that's definitely important.
That's correct. What we decided to do was sort of eliminate that step of, you know, going into like a language menu or something like that and having to look for, you know, I want the English described video. And you know, here, it's all turned on already. So all you do is hit play and the movie starts playing with audio description.
Excellent. Now I'm sure there's not many of you, but for anyone who doesn't know what audio description is, here's some audio I pulled from your website, Kevin.
Once upon a time, a simple armless wooden chair painted white sits on an empty stage with a black backdrop. A young man wearing white trousers and a short-sleeved white shirt wanders by reading a book.
Audio description narrates the on-screen action in a movie or TV show so the blind and visually impaired can know what's happening, especially between the dialogue. But turning on the audio description can be cumbersome and frustrating. While video on-demand services offer a limited selection of audio description titles. Now, there's Tellme TV, the first 100% described video on-demand service. Watch movies and TV shows with audio description. Get the jokes? Be swept away by the scenery and understand the visual parts of the plot. There's nothing to turn on, nothing to download, and no complex menus to fuss with. Tellme TV works with screen readers, so you can search, browse, select, and play a title. Keyboard shortcuts are designed for easy control. Tellme TV also works on your mobile device, Apple TV, or Roku. Pay one monthly price, enjoy unlimited streaming. We're adding more content all the time. Check it out today at TellMeTV.com. Tellme TV. They kiss, we tell.
I love that tagline. They kiss, we tell. It's very clever. Now, Kevin, you're based in Toronto in Canada, and obviously I'm here in the UK. Would I be able to use this service, or are there some restrictions depending on where you are in the world?
The site is available worldwide, and we have content on the site that is accessible all over the world. But with some of the content that we're licensing, we do have some licensing restrictions for particular countries. And that's sort of a normal thing that, you know, customers of Netflix, I'm sure, are familiar with, or, you know, any other service like that. The content licensing talks that I'm having now, we certainly ask about other territories and making sure that we can get into as many territories as possible.
Yeah, actually, that's something we should talk about. I first spoke to you two or three years ago when you were running under the name Zaga TV.
Yes, that's right. We were operating under the name Zaga for quite a while. And when this opportunity came up to build a new platform, we were sort of in the middle of beta testing on Zaga. And we were, you know, we had some, you know, some challenges with the way that people, got an account and subscribed and so forth. And, by the time it was halfway through the beta period, this opportunity came up for us to build a whole new platform. You know, we got rid of, a lot of the cumbersome aspects of going in, making an account and subscribing and so forth. And it just seemed at the right time to, you know, brand it to something that was a little more descriptive to what it was. And Tell Me TV sort of won out, it won out the domain search is really what it was.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Thank you. It's it took a while to come up with a, you know, a suitable name, because I wanted to get away from, you know, and certainly in the community, we have, you know, a lot of names like Accessible This or, you know, Vision That and Blind So-and-so. Yes. And Tell Me TV just seemed like, you know, it seemed like something was fun. It rhymed, and we could get the domain name, which was, you know, of course, really important. So.
Yeah, exactly. Being able to get the domain name you want in this day and age is it's impossible.
That's right.
So would it be fair to say that Zagger TV, that time was like a learning process for you? Because I remember when I spoke to you back then, you were very much in the process of talking to the actual studios, trying to get hold of the content.
Yeah, it certainly was a, you know, we learned a lot from those early days, you know, under Zagger, and we did a lot of market research. When we launched the service, we, you know, we asked people what they wanted and got some really good feedback from folks on, you know, the kind of things that they wanted to watch and how they use the service. You know, so that was really good for us. What we started with was, you know, a sort of a limited range of content. And, you know, over the course of us doing this, we've managed to license content from a number of different content providers. So Entertainment One is a sort of a large provider of movies and TV shows here in Canada. And we have a couple of, you know, a couple of their series on our service, including the first three seasons of Ray Bradbury Theater. So,
oh, right. Excellent.
Yeah. Any sci-fi fans out there who like Ray Bradbury's work, he wrote all these short stories and they basically turn them into these TV episodes, which I don't recommend watching before you go to sleep, because they freak you out. They're a little spooky. We have a great series out of New Zealand called Being Eve, and it's a cute kind of teen comedy with a girl who's going through sort of the emotional ups and downs of just kind of being in high school and being in love and being popular and you know,
teenage angst,
and they do it as a comedy, and it's actually really well done. And then we've got some feature films from Entertainment One as well. So we've got a great one called Madame Suzatska, which is you know, stars Shirley MacLaine. You know, it's this very eccentric piano instructor, and we've got another one called Death Warrior, which is you know, whole thing where, you know, this guy's got to fight to get his wife back.
That sounds like one for me.
Yeah, it's you know, pretty cool you know, action movie. And then, you know, we've got some content from the National Film Board. We've got some documentaries. We've got, you know, a lot of kind of classic films. We actually did a couple of Christmas. We described actually a couple of Christmas films over the holidays, including Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. So that was pretty fun. So that part of it is you know, going well. And actually, before I got on Skype with you, I just got off the phone with the nice folks at Fox. You know, and it's really interesting when we talk to the big studios, you know, as to how helpful they've been, and you know, seeing that we've got, you know, people on the service and that people are watching things. We've certainly made a case to them that
that there is a demand for the audio described content.
Exactly, that there's demand for this. And you know, the conversation that I had with Fox was, you know, asking them for a list of some programs and so forth that they had with description, and you know, those discussions are happening and the ball is rolling with that. And then we've been talking to Universal and Paramount and Sony, certainly, you know, about licensing content from them. And you know, those discussions are you know, certainly ongoing, and they're very positive. What we're waiting on now is we actually have our first investor in the service. I can't say who it is, but you know, there's going to be, you know, an announcement about it certainly in the coming, you know, in the coming months or so. I hope to have an announcement out before the end of March about that, and that's going to allow us to turn on you know, to put some money into licensing some, you know, some more content, some better content, you know, some more captivating content, you know, and not just the, you know, not just the major Hollywood stuff, but also looking at, you know, documentaries, which, you know, came out in the, you know, in the survey that we did, our customer satisfaction survey. You know, people want to watch documentaries. People want to watch, you know, kind of older, you know, older programs, like legacy content, we call that. So those are, you know, those are things that we're, you know, that we're really interested in. And then the last piece of this is we've been speaking with a producer who's came to us with a pitch about putting a show together for the vision loss community. And, you know, she's done a lot of R&D on the show, and they're basically ready to shoot. And if we can get them some, you know, get them some cash, they, you know, this would be something that we would host, you know, exclusively on our service.
Hey, that could be really exciting. It's like a Tell Me TV original.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're actually pretty excited about that.
Yeah, you could call it The Bold, The Blind, and The Beautiful.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what she should call it. I should write that down and tell her that.
Yeah, why not? Just put my name on the credits.
Yes.
No, it does sound exciting, though, but I just want to go back to your experiences of the studios. Because as I said before, when I spoke to you previously, the studio's attitude was very much, you know, yes, we do have an audio described track, or at least we did, just don't know where it is now. It was almost a throwaway asset. It just wasn't important. Have you found that attitude has changed now?
It's getting better. What we're finding now is that with the laws changing in Canada, the United States, and, you know, certainly in the UK, it's been, you know, it's been sort of mandated for a while with, you know, with audio description on, you know, primetime programming and so forth. We're finding that those tracks are easier to find because they've been turned over to, you know, these asset management companies that you know, basically warehouses stuff for the different film companies. So, for example, when we licensed the content from Entertainment One, we went through one of these companies that basically had all the description tracks kind of archived on their servers. And it was kind of a unique situation because we thought that we were going to be getting the main sort of video files from the, you know, from Entertainment One. And they actually sent over, they sent tapes to our partner down in LA. And, you know, we're kind of nervous about, you know, is the description on the file going to match up with what they send on the tape? And, you know, fortunately, it all worked out. I think we came up with one thing that was sort of a, it's just a complete mismatch. But we ended up replacing that movie. And when we talk to sort of the major studios, it's becoming a lot easier to go out and find that description file, even if it's not with the studio. And when we talk to some of the smaller sort of TV providers, they do have the content. And, you know, we certainly talk to them about, well, if it's not described, would you let us describe it and then, you know, give it back to you at the end, you know, of you know, the term? And they're certainly open to that. And that's something that we're excited about, because there's, you know, there's certainly, you know, better ways to do description. And you know, the stuff that we've done, we think we've done a really good job on. So.
Oh, right. So you've actually done the audio descriptive track yourself on some of these shows.
Yes. We've done a couple of the National Film Board movies that we have on our site. Worked with a great describer, Susan, she voices our little trailer video that we have up there as well. So, you know, very expressive describer. And then we've kind of farmed a couple of things out. We farmed some of the Christmas stuff out, and it came back. You know, it was good. So we're certainly excited about doing more. We're actually again talking with another producer who's got sort of the rights to her own show. What happened with her was she basically sent the show to the broadcaster, and the broadcaster said, "Okay, well, we'll describe your show for you before we put it on the air." And she got the files back, the audio description and the closed captioning, and she looked at it and she listened to it and she said, this isn't that good. It's terrible. So she actually spent the money to go back and not only re-describe everything properly, because, you know, there are big standards and stuff for that, you know, certainly here in Canada. She worked with, because it's kind of a comedy show, so she worked with one of her writers to write the audio description from the perspective, from like a first-person perspective of a character in the show.
Wow, I've never heard of that before. That's some real commitment there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat. I mean, I've seen some, you know, I've seen some samples of it, and it's, you know, it's certainly a lot more entertaining and a lot funnier than, you know, having somebody, you know, with that authoritative voice saying, you know, now they roll down the hallway and, you know, so on and so forth. So it's, you know, that's certainly something that we're excited about, and, you know, making some changes with the way that description is done. Obviously it doesn't work for everything, and some people like the, you know, that sort of omniscient narrator, you know, kind of whispering the description to them, but you know, certainly we want to make sure that that people get a positive experience out of what's on our site.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, with a service like this, the content is the most important thing. And with that being said, I went to your website and clicked on Watch Live and then Browse, and you could actually look through what content was available without actually signing up.
Yes, it's very simple. Just go to tellmetv.com. There's a button to actually, you know, load up the web app that we have. And at the top, if you either tab or, you know, just arrow down, you'll come across the browse button, and that'll bring up a list of all the content that's available. I'm talking with our tech partners down in LA about turning on trailers for some of the material. We're going to talk about that to see, you know, whether there are limits as to, you know, how long those trailers can be and that sort of thing. But that's the easiest way to do it, is just to go to browse, and then you can just scroll through and just see all the titles and all the episode descriptions and the movie descriptions are there. So you can just get a sense of, you know, what content's available on the site.
And you do offer a free trial as well.
Yes, there is. There's a free trial. So if you sign up for the service, there's a 7-day free trial. So you've got a week to, you know, test it out, see if you like it. We will probably extend that to a longer trial period once we get more content onto the service.
Excellent. Now, are there any other ways to watch it? I know the website's available and you can watch the content on there, but do you have any apps on, say, the Apple TV or anything?
So the site right now is at tellmetv.com, so it's fully accessible on a computer. If you have a mobile device, you can just go to tellmetv.com in whatever browser you use, and the site will automatically optimize for a mobile handset or a tablet. And we have a partner app that we basically have revamped the entire site. We relaunched back in November under Tell Me TV with a new sort of back end, with a partner company called VHX. And if you go into the App Store and you look for VHX, you'll get the VHX TV app. And it'll ask you to log in with your email address, which you would, you know, use to register an account on our site. And that will actually bring up your Tell Me TV subscription right on the app. And from there, you can do whatever you need to do on the app. You can just play it on your tablet. You can send it to Apple TV. There's a VHX app for Apple TV as well. And you know, in the coming months, we're going to be rolling out our own app. So we'll have our own icon on the home screen, you know, for these various devices, including Apple TV, Android. We can do Chromecast and Roku now. So we'll have some fun kind of experimenting with the accessibility around that. And those are the basic, sort of the basic four that we will be really pushing for later this year.
Yeah, well, that should pretty much cover everyone. Actually, I'm going to go off topic here a little bit, but the geek inside me really wants to know, when you were making these apps for the different platforms, how easy was it to make them accessible?
It's interesting. I mean, obviously the Apple stuff is, the accessibility is built right in. VHX, what they do is, they've basically built the app for us with sort of the companion app that they have. We're going to go back to them with some accessibility fixes, and they've actually been really, really good at making changes on their website to make sure that the site was accessible, because it was the first time that they were doing something with, you know, a group of people that had some accessibility concerns. And so I would email them and say, look, there's a promo code box on the website that isn't accessible, or we have the ability to gift subscriptions to people, and that wasn't accessible. So I emailed them before launch and said, you know, can we make sure that we have this working? And they actually went and did it, and I was really amazed.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing that you were amazed, but no, I understand what you mean. You know, the fact that they took the time out to implement the accessibility is fantastic. But of course, with this sort of service, it's got to be. I mean, if it's not accessible, then it's not usable.
Yes, you know, as I said, they were really, really accommodating for that, and it not only helps us, but it helps other video providers that are using them as their platform. But for us, we want to make sure that that everything we do is fully accessible.
So we've covered the content, the accessibility. Now for the big question: the cost. How much?
It's a monthly subscription price, and I'll have some happy news to report to your listeners. It's $6.99 US per month, and if you use the code TELLME17, tell me all one word, and then 17. If you put that into the promo code box, you'll get 25% off the subscription price for the first 12 months of your subscription.
Oh, fantastic. Well, ask anyone. I love a bargain.
So that's something that we're offering just because, we're still new. Again, TELLME17 is the promo code that you can use at TELLMETP.com.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for that, Kevin. Now, if anyone wants any more information, where can they get hold of you?
Social media, we're at They Kiss We Tell. That's our tagline. So at They Kiss We Tell, all one word. That's our page name on Facebook. So facebook.com/TheyKissWeTell. Twitter, They Kiss We Tell. And if you want to send us an email, it's just info@TellMeTV.com. Very simple. And that's how you get in touch with us.
Kevin Shaw, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.